Hey, what's up? So, it's been a while since I made my last podcast, but I wanted to touch on something new that I've delved into, which is working in the color darkroom. So it's been a whole amazing new experience working with film. I know I've made a podcast before about film photography, which was great. But up until then, I used to develop myself, but then get the negative scanned and processed at the lab.
And then I moved on to
In
getting
my own scanner, then I started scanning in my own negatives, which was a great experience. Sort of, you have full control when you scan in your own negatives. But after a while, sometimes I would get them back and the colors would be different to how they were on the day.
And obviously that
Comes down to the software or who's
using the
at
software.
the time
There's small nuances that
can
come
change the colors. And
for me being a perfectionist,
perfectionist,
it kind of irritates
irritates me
me.
when I get the photos back and they look different. So I started going down the road of actually learning how to
Process my own prints in the
color darkroom.
color, and I wanted to touch
Touch base on the whole process and how it's been.
The process started a couple months
Back. And again,
growing up as a millennial.
millennial, I never had training or even had the ability to learn about film photography when I was growing up. So
I really had to take the time.
time to do a couple of courses and read up and really teach myself about the color darkroom. And
And all of that. I mean,
it's a whole different ball game.
it's just, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
So not sure if you guys are aware of the darkroom, if you are photographers or not, but in effect, in the color darkroom, you can't have any lights on.
In the black
In
and white,
white darkroom, you can have
the
the
red light on.
on, but with color, unfortunately, you can't have any lights on. So
Everything's pretty much
it's done in the dark.
I guess that's what adds
The
the
level of difficulty to it in the beginning, but
I would say after about
couple of tries, you start to get into the flow, and all of that stuff actually fades away.
So as I said,
I started about a couple months back with the color darkroom, and it's been an incredible journey so far.
I've printed at
Least 200 prints on paper. I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but I'll just let you know. Is that in the color darkroom, of course, there's no printing with ink.
We are using,
Photosensitive paper.
which is also pretty expensive
Paper,
paper.
actually. So it's around $100 for 50 sheets of paper.
Very, very good
Quality
quality.
paper.
But each photo
So you make takes
around three or
four or
four.
five sheets of paper, depending on how many corrections you want to do. So
You can really use up the paper.
quickly, which just takes me back to the fact of it's a long
And expensive,
process, I would say.
you wouldn't really want to go
In the
through.
color darkroom for every photo you take, it's more of, I would say, a special project or yeah, something that you really feel passionate about.
Because yeah, you definitely
Spending money to create these images.
and again, it's
Not
not
cheap, and it does take quite a lot of time.
It's such an incredible process,
This
learning and understanding
about
about
the color darkroom. In effect, you are shining light through the negative
and it hits the paper.
paper in the dark,
Then you have to put that
paper
paper
through another machine with chemicals, and then your picture comes out. On the machine, it's called the enlarger, where you put the negative
got three color codes.
controls, which work in CMY.
And that's how you
adjust
adjust
your color. So you would get your print out, see the color, and then adjust it from there.
which makes it a lot
Other
harder.
than being on the computer, etc., because you can't just adjust sliders, you have to.
You have to adjust knobs on the machine and understand color.
And then do the whole process again. Takes a good around, I would say, 10 minutes to get one picture out.
Then you have to see.
Look and then correct again. So the process is quite tedious.
But again, when it
Comes
comes.
out, the colors are rich and they're beautiful, and it's just been
An amazing journey
actually seeing how
how the color from the film
film
is actually meant
to
to
come
be.
out.
So that's what I've also
Found
found.
fascinating is
You can take the film to
the
the
lab,
lab.
etc., but they're processing it on the computer,
And I feel like that can change
some of the
things.
color. But when I hand print in the dark room, I feel like the color is more true and there's no weird color shifts or anything like that. So for me, that's been
That's been amazing. If you haven't got into the darkroom
before and
before,
you're looking to do it, I would highly recommend going on a course or teaching yourself or asking a friend that has been doing it. I think if you have someone that can show you what to do,
it's highly recommended.
because
Yeah, the steps.
they're kind of strange and weird in the beginning. I'm not sure how someone figured this out in the very, very beginning. It's kind of like a magician. I feel like a magician sometimes. But once you got everything correct and aligned, the photos really come out beautiful.
So yeah, I'm gonna be sharing.
Sharing, or I have shared some new film work on my social media pages.
I think they're.
They're beautiful in terms of the colors, they're rich, and yeah, it would be great to hear what you guys think.